In Afghanistan, one of the most dramatic changes since the fall of the Taliban 5 years ago has been in the realm of communications. In 2001, there were only about 3,000 functioning telephone lines in the country. Some Afghans traveled to Pakistan or other neighboring states just to make a call. Now, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, cell phones are all the rage, with nearly 2 million subscribers and four companies trying to cash in.
This has become an all-too-common sound in Afghanistan. Afghans in restaurants like this one in Kabul talking into their cell phones as they eat kebabs. A few years ago, just making a phone call was next to impossible in this country. Now, in Afghan cities at least, cell phones are a common sight.
Does everybody here have a cell phone? Can I see your cell phones? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
In this bazaar in the northern city of Kunduz, 25-year-old Poinda Mohammed is one of a group of men proudly showing off their phones. Mohammed makes a living selling dumplings from a pushcart.
How did you guys communicate before you had cell phones?
We went to the radio center and called our friends via radio, but that was very difficult. And the other way was to send letters, and that took almost 15 to 20 days to reach to the person we sent the letter to. But right now, mobile phones have made life very easy.
3 years ago, an Afghan telecommunications company called Roshan turned on its cell phone service for the first time. Today, it has more than 1 million subscribers, and it continues to grow at the astonishing rate of more than 1,000 new customers a day.
Welcome to the call center.
Roshan's customer support center is located in the basement of a villa in Kabul. Here, dozens of young Afghan men wearing headsets sit in front of computer monitors answering customer calls. Usually, they're technical questions. But this 20-year-old operator named Feruzi says he also often gets calls from lonely Afghans who are just looking for a friend to talk to.
Sometimes the customer say like this, I'm in a place, there's no one to talk with me, to say a story with me. And y'all talking with me like this, some of them, yeah.
It just wants a friend.
Yeah.
But some people use the new phone networks to do more than just reach out and touch someone. Kabul University professor Nasrullah Stanekzai says one of his colleagues, a human rights worker, recently fled the country with his family after receiving a threatening text message on his cell phone.
He got a bad message from the Taliban. They told to this guy, we killed it, you. Because you are active for the democracy. Democracy is against the Islam. It is dangerous for you and for your family.
We tried calling Dr. Hamid, a Taliban spokesman who sometimes communicates with journalists from Afghan cell phones. This time, he did not pick up.
The AWCC customer you have dialed is unavailable.
Karim Khoja is the CEO of Roshan. He says his company has tried to stay politically neutral, even as it expands service into areas where the Taliban is present.
We go to every village, we talk to every village shura, all the elders. They may be part of the Taliban, I can't deny that or not, but that's where we go to the grassroots.
This year, nearly 4,000 people have been killed in the escalating violence here. Taliban have torched hundreds of schools and attacked road construction crews, but a U.S. military spokesman says that in 7 months, he has heard of no act of sabotage against the hundreds of relatively vulnerable cell phone towers scattered around the country. Roshan CEO Karim Khoja says the need for cell phones is one thing both sides in the conflict agree on.
If you destroy your crops, you don't get food. If you destroy telephones and towers, you're not able to speak. Everybody sees the value of being able to leave us alone. I'm not sure how long that will last, but we will do everything in our power to work with the local communities to show them we're committed to them and not any political force.
Recently, two Afghan phone companies began construction of cell phone towers in the snowy mountains of the Salang Pass, some 15,000 feet above sea level. A freezing wind tears at a roadside stall here, where a shopkeeper wearing sandals stands in the snow, selling fruits, nuts, and cell phone scratch cards to passing travelers. I've had this shop for 8 years, says the man named Abdul Qaddus, but I never imagined that we would one day have telephones here. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.